Welcome to the Department of Veterans Affairs Telephone Assistance Service. For VA information via the Internet, please visit our website at www.va.gov. You have reached the VA Benefits Assistance Service. If you are calling for information about VA healthcare, we can transfer you to the VA Health Resource Center by pressing 3 or saying healthcare. For benefit questions, please say in one or two words the reason for your call. Common examples
direct
are
deposit.
You said you wanted assistance with direct deposit. Say yes to confirm. Say
yes.
No to try it. Please hold as we transfer your call. Your call may be monitored or recorded to evaluate the quality of our service to you. Your expected wait time is approximately
1 minute.
Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold for the next available agent. You may also visit our website at www.benefits.va.gov for assistance with some of our most commonly asked questions. Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold for the next available agent. You may also visit our website at www.benefits.va.gov for assistance with some of our most commonly asked questions. Thank you. Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold for the next available agent. You may also visit our website at www.benefits.va.gov for assistance with some of our most commonly asked questions.
Good afternoon, VA. This is Trina to better assist. May I have the veteran's social security number or VA file number, please?
Yes, it's 450-87-6982.
Okay, just one moment, please.
Sure. I'm actually think I just figured out the question I need. I need to change my direct deposit information.
Okay, would you verify the veteran's full name and branch of service, please?
Yes, it's Dennis Sanders, USMC.
Okay, and are you the veteran calling, or are you calling on behalf of the veteran?
I am the veteran.
All right, thank you, and thank you for your service. Okay, one moment, please.
Sure.
Okay, you said that you wanted to update your direct deposit. Is that correct?
Correct. But I don't remember my file number or password or PIN. I understand I do this underneath a WAVE. I can update this information.
Okay, you're able to update direct deposit if you have a premium e-benefits account. If you want to do that through e-benefits, if you want to update with me over the phone, I'll be able to do that if you can verify some security questions that need to be answered.
Sure.
So that I can access your file.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, would you verify your date of birth, please?
Yes, it's 4976.
And would you verify your military service, the month and year entered or month and year discharged from active duty?
Marine Corps, July 25th, 1995 through July 25th, 1999.
One moment, please.
Sure.
And what is the monthly compensation amount that you receive?
I don't know, some change on there. I believe it's $134. It's 10%, whatever that is. Do you need the exact amount?
No, you have to fall within $1 of the amount, so you're fine with the amount that you stated. And would you verify your current account number, please?
With the bank itself.
What is the name of the current bank that we have on file where you're getting direct deposit at right now?
USAA.
Okay, and would you verify that account number, please?
I've just changed that account, so let me see. I think I have a copy of an old check. The account number that I have is 314-074-269.
Okay, that's your routing number. I need for you to verify the account number, please.
Oh, sorry. It's 151-017-433.
Okay, and you want to update your direct deposit, is that correct?
Correct. It's still USAA. It's just a different account number.
Okay, you're making this change after the cutoff date, which is the 19th, which was the 19th of August. So, in effect, is this account still open currently?
It should be fine for a direct deposit, yes.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is because, again, you're making the change after the 19th, and it's going to affect your September compensation on the 1st. If this account is still open, then what will happen is that your funds will be deposited into this account, and in regards to your new account, that will not go into effect until October. So the account that you verify with me, 151-017-433, is that account still active and open?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what is the new account number, please?
New account number is
And you say that this is with USAA as well?
Yes, it is.
And the routing number, does that remain the same?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and what's the new account number?
It's 2110-495-06.
Okay, per veteran, updating direct deposit, checking routing number 314-074-269, repeat 314-074-269, deposit account number 211-049-506, repeat 211-049-506. And would you, we have a P.O. box for your mailing address, is that still valid?
No, I have a new mailing address.
Okay, would you verify the previous address on file?
I believe it was P.O. Box 431, Carlsbad, California, and honestly, I don't remember the zip code. I could probably Google it real quick. Was it actually 431, though?
That's the P.O. Box that's showing.
Okay, so I got that right. I believe it's zip code is 92013. I honestly, I don't have this P.O. box anymore. This was quite a while ago. It might be, it's...
Okay, the zip code is different than what you provided.
Is it 92018? I honestly don't. I don't have this zip code or this PO box any longer. This was
okay,
many years ago.
Okay, I can't update your mailing. I can't update your mailing address. But what I can do is I can send you out a form, or either you can go to the VA website and download the form and print it out if you choose to, and fax it back to us. Would you like for me to physically mail you the form, or do you want to access the form via the website in order to update your mailing address?
You can just mail it to me.
Okay, just one moment, please. Okay, so the change that I've made is in regards to your direct deposit. And just one moment. Okay, I've updated your direct deposit. Again, this will go into effect for your October 1st compensation. Again, you're making this change after the cutoff date of August 19th. Your September 1st compensation will go into the account that was previously on file. And in regards to updating your address, I can send you Form 20-572. The areas that you need to fill out will be highlighted in pink. Just one moment. And I'll also send where to forward the information to. Just one moment. That'll also be highlighted in pink. Okay, you'll receive the forms within 7 to 10 business days. Okay, is there anything else I can do to help you?
That'll be it.
All right, thank you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Bye-bye.